Day, good people. Contemplative Inner Being and me, Robert Farrell, are happy to welcome you to Wisdom Wednesday. Wisdom Wednesday is a series of honest, inclusive, and contemplative reflections to encounter pure presence and discover deep inner connection to goodness, truth, and beauty. Wisdom is not knowing more, but knowing with more of you, knowing deeper. Wisdom may be experienced as a quiet leap of joy in the heart, absolute clarity in the mind, or a deep centeredness in the body. Contemplation, like the wisdom path, is an exercise in openness and keeping heart, mind, and body open long enough for us to touch what is deepest in us. With words, music, and silence, let us drop into our hearts and be present. Find a comfortable sitting position. Perhaps light a candle. If comfortable and you're not driving, close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths. Then please repeat out loud. I open my heart to love. I open my heart to wisdom. I am present. I am. A school of relationship. The Bible is for the sake of a love affair between God and the soul, and corporately between God and history. Scripture and religion becomes lovemaking, a mutual exchange of being and intimacy. The first blueprint for reality is relationality. It is all of one piece. Divine revelation is about God actually disclosing God's self. How we relate to God reveals how we eventually relate to everything else. And how we relate to the world is how we are actively relating to God. Read the whole Bible as a school of relationship, a great co-inherence. Salvation is giving us a face capable of receiving the dignity of the divine gaze and then daring to think that we could gaze back. We can only safely read Scripture if we are somehow sharing in the divine gaze of love. A life of prayer helps us develop a third eye that can read between the lines and find the golden thread which is moving toward inclusivity, mercy, and justice. Inspiration is a collaborative process, a holy give and take, a partnership between Creator and Creator. God is still breathing. Our job is to read the sails, gather the embers, discuss and debate, and like Jacob, wrestle with the mystery until God gives us a blessing. Right relationship is the central theme of most biblical stories. Yahweh, who is uncovering and showing God's self in the Bible, desires persons with whom God can be in very concrete and intimate relationship. God desires willing and free relationships with friends. As you read the entire Bible, note the gradual unveiling of our faces, the gradual creating of persons capable of relationship with God and all others. creating persons who can both receive and give out of love, and love that is perfectly free. Intimacy is powerful and demands that we also have faces, that is, self-confidence, identity, dignity, and a certain courage to accept our own unique face. Then we have a greater challenge. Once we have discovered our own face, we must be willing to give it away to another. Truth is found not in abstract ideas, but in an encounter with otherness. The only thing that really converts people is the face of the other. It is relationship, the face of the other, that transforms us, converts us, and gives us our deepest identity. This rearranges the world of religion from arguments over ideas and concepts into a world of encounter, relationship, and presence to the face of the other. That changes everything. Humble, wholehearted friends. Revelation occurs not in the words and statements of individuals, but in the conversation among individuals and God. Revelation accumulates in the relationships, interactions, and interplay between statements. To say that the word, the message, meaning, or revelation of God is in the biblical text means that if we enter the text together and feel the flow of its arguments, God's revelation can happen to us. After a lot of conflicted human talk and a conspicuously long divine silence, we finally hear God's voice. As we listen and enter into the conversation ourselves, God's word, God's speaking, God's self-revealing happens to us, transforms us, and disarms us. God's word intends to reduce us again and again to the posture of wonder, humility, and smallness. The Bible is the portable library of an ongoing conversation about and with the living God, and as an entree into that conversation so that we actually encounter and experience the living God. By placing us in the text, this can help us enter and abide in the presence, love, and reverence of the living God all the days of our lives and in God's mission as humble, wholehearted servants and friends, day by day and moment by moment, even now. Friendship is the mark of a mature faith. Friendship with God is at the heart of the biblical story. Friendship is anything but immaturity. It is a gift of wisdom. In every generation, wisdom passes into holy souls and makes them friends of God and prophets. Friendship with God establishes the covenant. Israel is freed from bondage into a new family forged by friendship through the law given by Moses. Friendship with God is central to the promises and faithfulness of being a called people, in which all are friends, companions, intimate siblings, and beloved. The Our Father prayer of Jesus is ultimately about our mutual friendship with God. The idea of our friend in heaven is a revolutionary one, as Jesus, acting as a mediator of divine companionship, collapsed the sacred distance between God and us. Friendship is contingent on love, real love, compassion, empathy, reaching out, going beyond what we imagine is possible. That is the command, love. And if we reach out in love, friendship is the result, even friendship with God. Friendship is mutual, a hand extended and another reaching back. Friendship is an eternal circle, the ceaseless reaching toward one another that strengthens us and gives us joy. Mystery of Incarnation. God is manifest in the ordinary, in the actual, in the daily, in the now, in history, in the concrete incarnations of life. God would much rather be in relationship than merely be right in solitude. This is why Jesus stands religion on its head. God comes to us disguised as our life. For most religious people, this is actually a disappointment. God uses the very wounded lives of very ordinary people. They are not summarily dismissed. God's revelations are always concrete and specific. Revelation is not something we measure, but something or someone we meet. All of this is called the mystery of incarnation. Our temptation now and always is to trust in our faith tradition of trusting in God instead of trusting in God. It's not about becoming spiritual beings nearly as much about becoming human beings. The biblical revelation is saying that we are already spiritual beings. We just don't know it yet. The Bible tries to let us in on the secret by revealing God in the ordinary. The principle of the incarnation proclaims that matter and spirit have never been separate. And Jesus came to tell us that these seemingly different worlds are and always have been one. We sit in prayer, renewing our faith that we're sitting there in God's presence, all about us and within us, closer to us than we are to ourselves. We've come here with an intention for a kind of rendezvous with God, as a way to turn to God to help us deepen our experience of God's presence in our life. It's a moment of intimacy, of divine sincerity, of deepening this union with God in prayer. The power of God's words works as leaven in the heart, awakening us to a personal experience of the presence of God that Scripture reveals. Read in this way, the Scriptures are one long love letter from God. Each verse tells the story of the love that perpetually calls us to itself. In the midst of a quiet, sincere seeking, there is the graced event of coming upon words that embody that which we seek, and we descend into the depths of our awakened heart. Learn to be attentive to God's voice reverberating in a poem, a novel, a song, a conversation. Learn to be receptive and open to God, uttering us into existence as we wash out a pot, or fix a broken gate, or slip off our shoes at the end of the day.
The angels are listening. God is listening.
On the earth.
I'm listening.
On the earth.
The angels are listening.
Slowly bring your awareness back to your surroundings. Take a gentle, deep breath and let it out slowly. You're invited to take time to journal, draw, or dance, any expression to today's wisdom experience. Until next week, we bless you with grace and love. May you see the truth about yourself, no matter how beautiful it is. May peace fill your life, so love will overflow. Peace to all, light to all, love to all.